Okay, we are on the brand new perek, the third perek. It's on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and today's daf is Chav Dalet. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ein sadin dogim min habibirin biyamtif. You cannot trap fish from their ponds, from their natural environment on Yontif. You cannot trap fish. Why can't you trap fish? It's one of the malachos. So Rashi right away asks the question. Top line of Rashi, even though you can do other malachas for cooking, like bishul and shchita and baking, the reason why those actions are permissible on yontif is because efshir is a strong word. It's not that it's impossible to do it before yontif, but if you did it before yontif, it would not be as good. Rashi goes on to say that if you shecht before Yontif, the meat might be spoiled by the time Yontif came around. Especially in those days where there was no preservation of meat, it was very difficult. So therefore, you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. You don't have to do it beforehand. However, trapping, what's the difference if you do it now, you do it yesterday? What's the difference? Rashi assumes that if you trap fish and put them in a little fish tank in your house, then when you take them out of that, that wouldn't be trapping anymore. In other words, the trapping is getting them out of the ocean, getting them out of the river. Once they're in your backyard, in some other container, you've already trapped. So why can't you do that before Yontif?
Why
should
they be also mishum?
Because, no, so they are mukhan. We're going to get to that. They are mukhan. Let's say they're mukhan. I have them. I want them. We're going to get to that. What if you find a what if you set up a trap before Shabbos, before Yontif, which you're allowed to do, and there's an animal there on Yontif? So it's a suffix when one was a trap. But even if it was trapped before Yontif, we say that it was mukhak, this is in your mind. Whatever's going to be in that trap, I'm going to shach, I'm going to eat. So I could do this before Yontif, trapping a fish. Why not? It's not going to affect the taste or the quality of the fish, not one bit. That's Rashi. Therefore, I can't do it on Yontif because I could have done it on Erev Yontif with the same. It would have been just as good. Which you can't say about Shechita. Shechita, the meat would not be just as good if you do it 3 days before. But trapping, it would. Tosfos takes big issue with that. Tosfos says that's not true. The reason why you can't do it on Yontif is because Tosfos assumes that trapping is something that's only machshir, and it's only preparation for Ochel Nefesh, and it's not Ochel Nefesh itself. And anything that is preparation for Ochel Nefesh, that cannot be done on Yontif, if it's a malacha. Only mamish things that are Ochel Nefesh. It's a running machlokah that's going to be in this perek, which really doesn't really come up today. It comes up later in the week. About what is the parameters of Machshiri Ochel Nefesh and Ochel Nefesh itself. I know Rav Sack suggested maybe one of the dharm is whether it's the guf itself. In other words, I don't have a knife. I don't have a shechita knife. So what am I going to do? I'll go make one on Yontif. That's pure mach. That's what the Mishnah even says, such a case. That's pure machshir yochal nefesh. That has nothing to do with the guf of the food. That has to do with some outside thing, with the knife. I need a knife. I don't have a shechita knife. I'll go make one. But it's hard to say that here, because here we're talking about the fish. That is the guf of the food. But it's a running machlokas throughout this parak. Why is trapping different than the other malachas, which you're allowed to do? Rashi says it's because you could have done it beforehand, and Tosfos says because it's machshirim. Okay, the ein nos din lefnei hamizonos, and you can't feed animals. You can't feed these animals. Why? Because they don't belong to you. They're not yours. This is the big discussion about putting out food on Shabbos Shira. The birds don't belong to you, and going to Tashlich and feeding the animals there. There are actually a machlokas. Why can't you feed animals that don't belong to you on Yontif? So Rashi says, I don't know if he says it here. Rashi says elsewhere because it's a tircha. It's an extra tircha, unnecessary. They don't belong to you. They're not yours. If they're yours, you have a duty to make sure they're healthy and they're not starving. They're not yours. What kind of, you don't have a duty. It's not your problem. It's not your issue. Therefore, it's a tircha. Tosfos says, the reason is because maybe you'll come to take them. Which, by the way, that's what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber, it's very interesting. The Mechaber says the reason why you're not allowed to feed animals don't belong to you is because Xer, maybe you'll take them. So the Mishnah Berurah there says, so if you're going to throw the food far away in front of you, then it's a mutter. There's no tircha issue. The only issue is, maybe you'll take them, but they're over there, and you're over here, so there's no issue. Which would mean that maybe you can put out crumbs on Parshas B'Shalach for Shabbos Shira, because when you put them out, there aren't even birds there. They're going to come later when you go away. Birds don't go near people. They're not even near you. You're sitting on top of the hill, and you throw down into the river on Rosh Hashanah, the fish aren't even next to you. But we assume a lot of Achronim assume that you should not do these things on Shabbos, that it could be Yontif, it could be the Tircha issue, despite what the Mechaber says. Many Achronim held it was a Tircha. It's big halachic issues about this stuff. It's the best practice probably not to do it. You have a question?
I mean, the law would be a hotzar, right?
Oh, so if it's hotzar, for sure it's hotzar. Because then you're doing a malacha for no purpose. Not lochem, exactly. It's for animals. We're talking about the neighbors. Let's say it's in your backyard. Abel, but also it's not hotzar. Oh, it would be toch. Right. That's to be neighbor. Right. Even if you say mitoch, right. Abel, but sadin chayev oof min habibirin. You can trap animals, not fish. Animals, birds from their pen. We're going to explain because they're already considered trapped. They're already considered trapped. If they're in your backyard, and your backyard's enclosed, they're already trapped. They don't have to be in a cage where they can't move. They're trapped. Well, and we're going to see the Gemara is going to be machlokes about that. But those you can feed, because there's your achrayus to feed them. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol habibirin shavin. Not every enclosure is the same. Not every enclosure is the same. The Gemara will explain that. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol hamachusar tzeda asur. Whatever is lacking, trapping is author. V'she'ena mechusar tzeda, but if it's not lacking trapping, mutter, that's mutter. Those words don't mean anything. The Gemara will explain what they mean, and we'll wait for the Gemara. There's going to be three explanations of what that means. So the Gemara says, v'reminhu. But I'll ask you a steer from a Masechta Shabbos, because what did we just say here? The Mishnah just said here that bird, that fish, that you're allowed to trap birds and animals from the bevirin, which is from their enclosure, because the reason is, mistama, because they're already considered trapped. Vermini, but let's do the following question. Bibirin shall chayev shall ofos, the enclosures of animals and birds, ain't sudden mehem biyantif. You can't trap, you can't engage in trapping from those places on yantif. Right away, it's akasha. Our Mishnah said that's not trapping. This memra says you can't trap them. That's going to be the question. And the ain't no smoke name is on us. And you can't feed them because they're not considered yours. So kasha, chaya, achaya, kasha, ofos, aofos. Both of them are no good. Our Mishnah said, tzadin chaya va'of min ha-bibirin. You can trap a chaya and an oaf from the bibirin, from their enclosure. Why? Because it's already considered trapped. So going in there and taking them out is not an issue. This says over here, v'minu, bibirin shachaya va'of, ain't tzadin mehem. So it's a stira. So the Gemara answers, Bishlom achaya achaya lo kasha. The truth is that the chaya is not a kasha. Why? It's because of machlokas tanayim. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanon. The brisa over there in Masechta Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says over there in Shabbos, the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hasad tzipor lemigdol. If you trap a bird into a closet, that's considered trapping. The bird can still fly around. Right? Doesn't make a difference. It has nowhere to go. Even if it can fly around in the closet, it's still considered trapped. And v'tzvi labayis chayev. If you get a deer into a house and you close the door, the deer is considered trapped. It's this big mansion the deer's running around in. It doesn't make a difference. He's trapped. He can't escape. He's trapped. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And when we die from Rabbi Yehuda, labayis hu demachayev, you're only chayev if you get a deer into a house. But avolibabirin, but if you have a deer in your enclosure in the yard, lo, that's not considered trapped. The area is too big. So this brisa that said that you can't, so this top brisa over here that says that you can't trap them, that's a Yehuda. But our Mishnah says that if they're in the babirin, they're already considered trapped, that's the Rabbanan. The Chacham say, Tzibar lemigdal. They agree. The Chacham agree that the only time you're going to be chai for a bird is if you get it into a closet. If you get a bird into a house, then everybody agrees it's not trapped. Why? That's normal. A bird has a lot more room to go, And it's not considered a trap. To trap a bird, you got to get it into a closet. Rashi says, because the bird could go out the window, which is a very difficult line of Rashi, because he's saying a different reason than what the Gemara is going to say. But the Chacham say, Tzipar l'migdal. The Tzipar, we agree. If a bird is in a closet, only then is it trapped. If it's caught in a bigger area, that's not trapping. Because the bird still has so much room to fly around. But the Tzvi, but when it comes to a deer, the Chacham are much more machmir. They say, in order to be liable for trapping, even lagana to the garden, lachatzer to the chatzer, ulababirin, or to the enclosure. So they expand much more how you can be over the malacha of trapping, even if it's in your big yard. So our Mishnah, which says that you can't violate trapping from the babirin because they're already trapped, that must be the Rabbanan. And this Mishnah, which says don't trap them, means they're free in the yard, they're already free, they're roaming around, and you can't go trap them further. Ella ofos ha'ofos kasha, but there's still a problem of birds. Because our Mishnah said in the Babirin they're free, and they're trapped, therefore you can go get them. And in Shabbos and Kovav, it said no. The birds are still considered free. V'chi tema, and if you want to try to give me the following answer, ha nami lo kasha, it's also not a kasha. Why not? Ha bebibar makora, because one place we're talking about is where there's a roof. Ha bebibar she'ena makora, and where there's no roof. So if there's a roof, it's considered trapped. Its freedom is limited. If there's no roof, it's considered not trapped. That's the distinction. That can't be. For ha bayis, but we mentioned here a house, the kebibar makora dummy, which is certainly most houses have a roof. Ubein le Yehuda and bein le Rabbanon, and both of them are said in Shabbos, where it mentioned a house. That tzipor l'migdal in l'bayis lo. Only into the closet will a bird be considered trapped, not into the house. So it's a kasha. How could our Mishnah say that you can take a bird from the yard, which is mashmir, already trapped, and the Mishnah, the Braisa over there in Shabbos said, you can't trap a bird from the yard, which means it's free. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Amarav Barahuna, we're talking about different kind of birds. Hacha b'tzipor duror askinon. We're talking about a tzipor duror. What does Durar mean? It means Dor, meaning it lives here, it lives wherever it wants. Meaning, it has no authority. She'ena mikabel's morus. It doesn't accept upon itself, or you can't impose on it, any kind of restrictions. So it's constantly flying all around. That's the kind of bird that's not considered free. Right? Even though it's in your yard, so what? That's what Shabbos is talking about. It's in your yard, it's a big deal. That doesn't mean it's free. It's a very wild, independent, most Mepharshim say it's not a specific species. Any kind of bird that doesn't some birds, when we're going to say later, some birds, when you put them in the dove coat and you put them in the bird cage, even if there's a door that's open, they'll come back every night. They're very happy to be there. They'll come back every night. Others not. So our Mishnah was talking about where they come back every night. So they're considered trapped because they're there. The Shabbos was talking about these birds, but they don't come back every night. They're wandering birds. So there's no trap. They're not trapped. They're not contained. And that's why you could trap them even from the yard. That's how you answer the stira. The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Lama Nikra Shema Tzipar Durar. Why is it called a Tzipar Durar? Shadar Rabba Bayis Kibisada. Because it'll stay in a house just like in a field. Meaning, it's not contained. It's not contained at all. So how do we answer this tira? We said we're talking about different kind of birds. It could be the same. It doesn't matter who the Tana is. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agreed. So that's why we had the kasha, and we answer. We're talking about the same kind of birds, different kind of birds. Now the Gemara says, "Hashda the atos lahachi." Now that we've said we're talking about different kind of birds, I can say the same answer about the animals. I don't have to say that the animals are a machlokas tanayim. I could say. Chaya achaya nami lo kasha. The animal's also not a kasha. Why not? Ha bebibar katon. One was talking about, our Mishnah was talking about a small enclosure. Ha bebibar gadol. And the Braisa in Shabbos was talking about a big enclosure. If it's a small enclosure, it's already trapped. So if I go take it to shaft it, I'm not violating trapping, it's already trapped. But if it's a big enclosure, that's considered not trapped.
So what's your Mishnah?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that where Shur Ben Gadol is coming to add. So Gemara says, Heichi dami bibar katan, Heichi dami bibar gadol. What's the difference between a small and a large? So Amar of Ai, we're going to have three differences, and they're all the same. They're all just three different ways of explaining the same shear. Ravashi says, Kol hecha deruhat abasre umatile b'chad shachya. If you can lunge at the animal, jump at the animal and catch it in one lunge, meaning it has nowhere else to go, so you're going to catch it. That's a biber katan. Biber katan. The idach, anything else? Biber gadol. Anything else is a biber gadol. Inami, or, kol hecha de'ika ukte ukte, if it has crevices, corners to hide in, to run to, that's biber gadol. That's already too large. The idach, everything else, biber katan, is a biber katan. So exactly the same thing as the first sheet, as the first opinion, just a different way of explaining it. Inami, or a third one, kol hecha de'nefali tula de'kasli ahadadi, if the shadows of the walls fall on each other, meaning the walls are so close to each other that the shadows fall on each other because it's such a small room, that's biber katan. That's a small one. Ve'edach, everything else, biber gadol, is large.
Chris, I think we asked this in Shabbos. You could make walls high enough
right.
That you have a huge pen and the shadow.
Right, so Tosa, I think, says that. He says, V'shir ha'yolahem gova b'kasala b'shel b'birin. I think he's saying in the normal size of a normal pen, the walls are so close to each other that shadows are going to overlap, and therefore it's very small. Right, you could build a wall a mile high, it'll never happen. Right, so that's what I think Tosfos is saying. It's a normal wall. Fine. So that answers the stira, and we're fine. Next, Rameshir Ben Gamliel Omer Lokal Habibir and Shavin. They're not all the same. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Ki Rameshir Ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Rameshir Ben Gamliel. So some say that he's saying the same thing. He's not really adding anything different. As what we just explained now, that the gadol and the katan. So, and Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, halacha k'rav shir ben Gamliel. The halacha is like k'rav shir ben Gamliel. So Amr le'abaya, halacha mechal depligi. By saying that, it's mashma that there's a machlokas. If they get up and say, the halacha follows so-and-so, meaning it doesn't follow the others. So Amr le'umaynaf k'lachmina, what's the difference? Whether or not the halacha follows others, or whether or not they're all saying the same thing, that doesn't change the bottom line. The bottom line is we hold like Reb Shimon. We hold like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. What's the difference whether the Chacham agree with him or not? What's the difference? Right? Either way, we hold like him. I don't care what the Chacham have to say about this. So you're trying to be medayik in my words that this is my chlok. Maybe not. What's the difference? What's an afkamina? So Amalei, we had this already once before. Amalei, so Abaye Etzedek. Gemara Gamor Zimurta Tehei. You're making learning into a song. You're making learning into a belittled little song. In other words, it's important. It's important to know what the shitos are. It's important to know who said what, in what context, how is it relevant to other opinions, how is it relevant to each other. It's important. You can't just be very flip with your words. Okay, next. Zehaklal. Kol ha-mechusar tzeda. So the Mishnah had said, if it's mechusar tzeda, it's aser. If it's not mechusar tzeda, it's mutter. So what does that mean? Heichi dami. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Gemara says, Mechusar Tzeda, you know what it means? It's Mechusar Tzeda. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Kal Sha'omer, if you say, Haba Mitsuda Vinitsudenu. Let's go trap that animal. If you have to say that, that means it's not trapped. That means it's still free. If you have to say, let's have some, we'll have some meat for Yanta. Okay, fine, let's go get the animal. If you have to say that, then it's not trapped. Rashi says it's the same shear as what we said before with the biber katan and the biber gadol. He's just describing it in a different way. If it's in a biber katan, hey, go to the closet and get the animal out. It's already trapped. Go to the closet and take it out. If you have to say, let's get the trap ready, let's go trap it, that means it's in the backyard. It's a huge bat. It's not trapped. So if you say that, that demonstrates it's not trapped. But if you don't have to say that, then it is. Right? Amalei Abaya. Abaya asks, very technical Gemara now to the Mishnah, v'ha'avzin v'tarnagolin, but there are geese and chickens, Sha'omrim la, that we say, Haba mitzuda v'netzudenu, that we do say, let's go trap them. We got to go get them. Vitanya, and we learned. Hatzad of zin v'tarnagolet, if somebody traps geese or chickens, v'yone hardisos, or doves of Herod, either because Herod bred them, or other whatever it is. Anyway, these types of birds, putter. You putter from trapping. And you have to go ahead and say, I'm going to get them, I'm going to trap them. That's why you putter. Amar Rabba Bar Barhuna, Amar Shmuel, halalu, no. You know why you're not going to be chayav for trapping them? Even though you have to say, I'm going to go trap them? Because halalu, them, those birds, button lekluvin l'erev. They come back to the coop at night. These are the animals, like I was saying before. They return at night back to the coop. So even if you have to say right now, I got to go trap them, they're not considered trapped. Why? Because they return home. The halalu, but other times where it's going to be real trapping, ain't barn lekulavin l'erev. They don't return. So in order to go get them, you have to mamash go chase them down. That's trapping. So Gemara says, fine, that's very nice. However, the harei yoni shovach, but the doves of the shovach, the yoni aliyah, and the doves of the aliyah, the attic, the ba'in lekulavin l'erev, they do come back at night. V'tanya, and we learned, hatzad yoni shovach, if somebody traps them, or v'yoni aliyah, or tziporim, birds, shekanino betfichin bibiros, that are somehow, those words mean that these birds live in jars in the walls of mansions. Meaning that somehow they reside in the crevices in the mansions, the big houses, that's where the birds are. So if you trap them, chayiv, you're chayiv, and they return at night, so you're chayiv. So, Ella, Amar Rabba Bar Barhuna, Amar Shmuel, no, halalu ba lekluvan, ula arev, le'erev, at night. The reason why you're not chayiv on the chickens and the geese is because they return at night, umadono san alecha, and you have a chayiv to feed them. So they're really considered yours already. The fact that it's both, the fact that they come back, and the fact that you're feeding them, demonstrates they're already trapped. And therefore you can't be chayiv for trapping them. But for halalu, these, yes, bone, cloth, and leather, they're fine, they come back. But ve'ein umadono san alecha, they're not yours. They're hanging out by you. So even if you trap them, it's considered trapping. Rav Mari Amar, a different answer, Hani Avdi Lirabuye. The ones that are considered trapping is the ones that slip away. Even if they come back, they don't really stay there. They're not really permanent. The Hani, but others, Avdi Lirabuye, they don't go away. They don't stay away. And if you come there, they don't run away from you. So Gemara says, wait a minute, but Kulanami Avdi Lirabuye, all birds run away. All birds go away if someone comes nearby. So the Gemara says, no, Luklovin Kamridan da Avidi Lirabuye. No, what I'm talking about is, the Gemara says, Rav Mari says, once they're in the chicken coop, once they're secured in the house, they don't run away. That demonstrates they're yours. And therefore, you're not going to be chayav for trapping them, and those are the chickens and the geese. But the other animals, they'll even run away when they're inside the coop. And that's such a demonstration that they're free, that you're going to be chayav for trapping them. It's very technical, Gemara, but that's the distinction.
What does the chiv of
what?
Feeding that with whether we consider it trapped.
Because we consider whether it's yours, and whether it's yours has a determination of whether or not they're secure there.
Well, I mean, what does ownership has to do with?
Not ownership per se, but I mean it's feeding, so it's just a simen that they're comfortable there, and therefore if somebody would say, hey, go get them, they're already there. That's all. Okay. Next. Mitzudas chayev ov v'dagim, if a trap bird or a fish or an animal, sha'asen me erev yontif, that you trapped on erev yontif, lo yito mehen be yontif. You're not allowed to take that on yontif. What's going on? You're allowed to set up a trap before yontif. Right? There's no halacha of shvitas kalim on Shabbos or yontif. Your kalim can work for you on Shabbos or yontif. There's only one exception to that. That's gzeira. The exception is cooking. Right? We don't, under certain conditions, your pot of food on the fire can't be working for you on Shabbos. Unless you have certain conditions. But as a general rule, a trap, a sprinkler, a pot of dye, all that, flax, all those things, all that can be working for you on Shabbos, as long as you set it up before Shabbos. So I set up a trap before Yontif. I'm sorry. If I set up a trap on Yontif, I can't. But, I'm sorry. Matzudas chayev ov v'dagim sha'asar me erev Yontif. It was set up on erev Yontif. But lo yitol mehem b'yantif, you can't take the animal, elim ken yedeya, shenitzu d'me erev yantif. unless you know for sure that it was trapped on Erev Yontif. It had to have been caught on Erev Yontif. You could set up the trap beforehand, you still can't do trapping. So it has to be set up beforehand. There was once a guy, Shehevi Dogim Roaring Amliel, he brought fish to Roaring Amliel, the Amar, and he told him, Mutarin Hain, these are mutter. Ella, She'eni Roti Likabel Hemenu. I don't want to take them, Rashi says, because I don't like this guy. We're in a fight. So he held that it was okay. So right away the Gemara says, Maisa Lister, you said you're not allowed to take the fish unless you know for sure. And then you tell me a story of Rabbi Gamliel that it was mutter. That contradicts the first line. That story contradicts the halacha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chasuri Mechso, we left out Rabbi Gamliel Shita where he says it's mutter. We left that out. This is how the Mishnah should read. Safek Muchan Usser. If it's a safek, whether or not the animal was caught beforehand or caught on Yontif, it's Usser. Rabbi Gamliel Mater. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's mutter. There was once a story with a Nachri. Sheviu dogim lo Rabbi Gamliel. He brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel. Mistama, he trapped him back that day. So Amrin, he said, Mutarin, he's the mutter, because I hold it's mutter. I hold it's mutter. Ella what? She'ain, I'm sorry, not that it's mutter. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. So I held it's mutter. Ella what? Ella she'ain, he wrote to the Kalimeno. I didn't want to take it from him because I didn't like him. I don't want him to do me favors. I don't like this guy. But if it was a suffix, when were the fish caught? It was mutter. So the big question is, even if, forget the Rabbi Gamliel, even the Tana Kama, why is it usher? It's a suffix. What's the suffix? Suffix derabanan. Suffix derabanan is a kula. Suffix derabanan is a kula. Why is it a derabanan? Most assume it's a derabanan. What? It's only muksa. Exactly, it's muksa. So why can't I take it? That's one answer. That's one answer that the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah gives two answers why you can't take this animal, even though it's only a suffix derabanan. What are the two answers? The first answer, he says, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It'll become mutter after yontif. Take it then.
Does that apply to the Rabbanan?
Yeah, or not?
We had a distinction.
He does say that if, where is it? He does say that, he says over here, Afilu Safek Tzei De Osir, Kigon, this is the Mechaber, Metzodos Chaya Dagim Va'ofos Chahayu Purushas Me'er Aviyantif V'lamacha Motem. Right, you set the trap the night before, Me'er Aviyantif. You come the next day, this is the animal. So you don't know when it was caught. Osir. Elin, can you do it? Shin Etudu B'Bodem, once you know for sure. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, where is it? He says, Afilu betiltul, sorry, one second. He says in the Shar Tzion, I think, on the bottom, that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, therefore you have to wait. However, which is applies to animals, it doesn't apply to eggs, if the food is going to be much worse waiting, then it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Then it would be mutter. Because safek derabanan lekula, it would be mutter. So that's very interesting. But then the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom over there quotes what Dr. Friedman said, that there are some derabanans which are usher regardless, even if it's a safek. He says, Lefisar shnir shevi magen avram b'shem arav ha-magid dekama pa'am, and many times, roch ha-chamom lahachmir, the chamom machmir, afilu b'safek derabanan. Even if it's a safek, it's still machmir. Therefore, ein lahakel, yet there's no way you could eat this. You can know where you could eat this on Yontif. It doesn't really come up today in our societies, but I guess it was very, very common in previous generations. So depending on which reason you give, I think it's fair to say that if it sits there for a day or two, it'll probably be a lot worse. And therefore the davar sheyesh lo matirin will fall away, and all you're left with is a suffix, safek derabanan lekula. According to the second reason, that makes no difference. And it would still be usher. Okay. What? No, there's a trap. There's a trap.
Oh, so
would you believe the guy if he said it was trapped beforehand? Yeah, I don't know. Right. Right. I don't know. Right. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Fine. What are we up to? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, third line from the bottom. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. We don't hold like that. We don't hold that it's a safek. That safek is mutter. We hold it's aser. The ikad demasni laha, the tanya, safek muchan, if it's a safek when the animal got trapped, Rabbi Gamliel matir, Rabbi Yeshua oser. Rabbi Gamliel says mutter, and Rabbi Yeshua asers. Amr Yehuda amr shmo halachak Rabbi Yeshua, halachas like Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says nothing here changed, just now we know the name of the other person. Before it was the Tanakam, and now we know it's Rabbi Yeshua, but nothing changed. Still the halacha still doesn't follow like Rabbi Gamliel. The ikad demasni laha, and some say that the halacha was established on the following case. The tanya, shochatin min ha gnarin, you can shecht an animal from the trap, but biyantif, I'm sorry, not from the trap, from the enclosure, meaning it's already trapped, avalo min ha rishosos umin ha mach muros. But you can't shecht the animal from the net or from the trap. Why? Because we don't know when it was trapped. And it could be it was trapped on yantif. It's trapped on yantif, that's a problem. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, ba'u mitzad mikul kolin me'erev yantif. If you come on Erev Yantif, right before Shabbos, you go out to check the traps. And you notice that one of the traps is broken. Rashi explains that they say the trap was a net that was he calls it a mill, a chati mill. It's a huge area that was a trap. And if you go and you see it's broken on one side, you could assume it's an animal trapped somewhere in the net. Because what happened was, the animal got caught, it was trying to get its way out, and it probably snapped one of the traps, and the animal stuck. So you're going to come the next morning, and you're going to find the animal there. We could assume it was from the night before. It was from Erev Yantif. Why? Because in Erev Yantif, you already saw the trap was broken. You already saw it was broken. So, Bo Matzon would call him Erev Yantif. If you find it was broken Erev Yantif, be a doish of Erev Yantif Nitzadu. You know for sure it was trapped in Erev Yantif. How else did the trap get broken? Umutarid, and then it will be mutter. Bo Matzon would call him Biyantif. But if it was found on Yantif, you come Yantif morning and you see the trap is broken then be a doish of Biyantif Nitzadu. Then you know it was trapped now, Vasurin, and it's Usr. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. The inferences from both cases are contradictory. Why? Amarta, because you said, Bo Matzon will call me Erev Yantif, you came and you found the traps broken on Erev Yantif, be a dua, so that means, Shemi Erev Yantif Nitzodu. It was already trapped, and therefore it was already trapped. There's no problem.
What do you mean the trap was broken?
In other words,
as opposed to seeing the animal
inside? Right, because the trap was very long. So you just came to one end of the trap,
and the door was open.
Or the Rashi said there was a net. So the net was broken off the hinge. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? So it was obvious that the animal got caught. It was thrashing around and it broke the hinge. That's what's going on here. So that's considered a yadua. So I thought to myself, so what does the Tanakhama hold? No, we don't have to assume that. So isn't that a machlokas in Metzius? Does the animal break the trap when it gets caught or not? I don't know. I don't answer that question. So that's what Rashi says. He says in the bottom wide line, Lamakam shall you parsin, vein ba'orach mil or chati mil. It was spread out for a mil or a half a mil. Ukeshechaya nofelas berosho, echad. When a chaya fell in on one end, mitog shemis parekes, because it was thrashing, umisnatekes, latzeis, was trying to go out, hamatsudos from the trap, miskalkelis, kulam, the whole thing gets broken. Virosho hasheni, netak mimakam shenitzka. The second, the other end, it gets broken off its source. And then I knew that there's a chaya down there.
Maybe your shows are not arguing with Tanakam, it's just qualifying the Tanakam statement.
I don't know if that.
Here is making a blanket statement, you can't take it from trash.
Right, so maybe he's just qualifying it. Okay. Yeah, so what were we saying?
No, maybe it's just like there's a big net laid out, and if an animal runs into the net, you can pull the net off of whatever was holding. So the animal can run another, 50 feet, whatever it is. If you see a net's gone, then either someone stole your trap or this
but the issue is that you come in the morning and the animal's there.
No, I'm saying, but after the fact, the animal's dead in the
right.
Trap.
Right. So I guess they're not assuming such a case. But the animal's going
to.
Right, they're not assuming such a case. So that's fine. Yeah, that's bad. What the Matthias exactly is, I don't know. So they're not assuming such a case. But the inferences of what we just said are contradictory. Why? Because we said if you came Erev Yantif, so Mestama, Biyadua, it was caught Erev Yantif. Why? Because the trap was broken. Time, but the whole reason is the Bo'o Matzah Mikul Kolin, because you found it broken. Hasfeka, what if you don't know? Hasfeka Asur, it would be Asur. The Safek would be Asur. Ha, Ema Seifa, what about the second case? The bottom, the Seifa said, Bo'o Matzah Mikul Kolin Biyantif, if you found it broken on Yantif, Biyadua, it's Vadai, should be Yantif Nitzodu, that it was trapped on Yantif. Taima, what's the reason for this? Taima, the whole reason is, because you came and found it broken. Ha v'hasveika me erev yantif. But if it was a safek on erev yantif, the tzodu umutarin. It would be mutter. So the inferences are contradictory. In what way? The safek. We don't know what to do with the safek. What would be the safek? Mashma one yeah and mashma one no. So what's the answer? So Gemara says hachik arm hits pshat. Ba umatzami he'll call the erev yantif. If you find it broken in erev yantif. Biyadua, it's for sure sheme erev yantif nitzodu that it was trapped in erev yantif umutarin and its mutter. Ha sveika, but if you don't know, then nasa kamishi nitzodu biyantif. We have to assume it was trapped on yantif and therefore vasur and it's asur. Which Rashi says that's what this whole brisa really meant. That's what he meant to say.
That's exactly what he said.
It's not exactly what he said. But he didn't say it exactly like that because the suffix was left to inference and we could go the inference both directions. Fine. Arm of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kirushur Ben Elazar. That's the halacha. What?
So it is a
machlokas. So what's the machlokas?
No,
the machlokas is what happens when an animal gets. What happens when you see the broken end of a trap? That's the machlokas. No, do we assume the animal's there and it broke, or do we assume some vandal broke it, or do we? That's the question. How good is a sign to establish a chazaka that the animal was trapped?
Okay. Because sometimes you have a tricky animal that got out.
Right.
It's like the mouse eating the cheese without snapping the trap.
So then what if you find? What if you come back and there's no animal there? And it's broken. Then what?
Maybe the animal could have escaped.
What? The animal could have escaped or someone could have broken it. So in other words, there's no answer.
There's no answer.
But if it's trapped and it's broken, then there's a machlokas. Does that make sense? Must be. Okay. I don't know.
Right.
It can't be. You're not allowed to have machlokas in mitzias. So it must be not a mitzias. It's a machlokas in svara. Right? What's the svara? I don't know. I don't know what the svara is.
Right.
Now then we said the last case in the Mishnah was that somebody came to bring a present to Rabbi Gamliel. A guy came to bring a present for Amar and he said, "Mutar in heim, it's mutar." But I'm being machmir because I don't like this guy. I don't want this guy doing me favors. I don't want him getting the upper hand on me. So it's mutter. So the Gemara says, mutarin lamai. What is a mutter for? Rav Amar, Rav said, mutarin lakabel. You're allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to eat it. That's what you were saying before, Avinun. Maybe you see it's not true. You're only allowed to touch it.
Lakabel to touch it or to coin it?
You becon it. He can give it to you. He brings you a present. He brings you some fresh berries. You can take it. Very nice. Thank you so much. But you can't eat it. You can't eat them because you don't know when they were picked. V'levi Amar, Levi says, Mutarin Bachil, you can even eat them. You can even eat them. What? No, so maybe we're going to say Safek. Safek is Lakula. It's a Safek, so it's Lakula. So Amar Rav, Rav says, La'olam, really, Al Yimna Adam Atzim Beis HaMedrash. A person should never remove himself from the Beis HaMedrash. Afilu Sha'achas, even for 1 hour. Why? Dana the Levi, because me and Levi Havid and Kamei de Rebbe, we were both by Rebbe. Ki Amr Lahashmaita, when he said this over. Beorta at night, Amar he said, Mutar and Bachila. He said it's mutter. Betzafra, but in the morning he thought it over. Amar he said, Mutar Bachila. Betzafra Amar, Mutar and Lakabel. He changed his mind. He said, no, you can't eat it. Because I don't hold up for me, I'm Leo. I hold Safek, you have to be Bachmer. But Makabel, you could take it. So Ana Dahavi Bebe Midrasha Hadarbi. I was in the base of Medrash when he said that over, I heard the retraction, so that's why I say my Shita. The Levi, the Lohavi Bebe Midrasha, Levi wasn't there, Lo Hadarbe. Levi doesn't retract because he wasn't there. So just one Derech Mashava, the Reb Chaim Shulevit says that what does it mean you shouldn't absent yourself from the base of Medrash? So he makes it broader. He doesn't mean the actual shul, he means your environment. He says that when Yaakov was alone, that was when he was vulnerable. That was when the Sutton came to him. But he had been a very long time out of the yeshiva. He had a family and he had love on all that. But that's also a good environment. His wives, his children, it's a very good environment. The minute he left them and he was levado, he was alone, right away he's vulnerable. So he says, that's the take-home message. You don't have to be in the yeshiva. Not everyone could be in the Beis HaMedrash their whole life. But it's the environment. Where are you? If you're alone, you're going to be vulnerable. If you have a chevri, you have a family, you have other people that are keeping you in tow, you have a chance.
Why is it such a machlokes? You have a telosh yesh b'matirin, something like this, where you know that after yontif it's going to be matir.
Right.
Because it was caught. So why is it such an issue?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. So the question was, if it's davosh yesh l'matirin, why are they being makel? So maybe like I tell you what the Mishnah Berurah said, because it's not going to have the same quality. Fish won't taste the same a day later.
Fish won't, but an animal that's caught in a net would.
Right.
So
I don't.
This is something that was caught on yantif.
Right. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. I have to find out. We'll find out tomorrow. I don't know. I hear the question. It's a very good question. For Dov Yishu Matirin, so why are you being makel? Why are you being makel? I don't know. It's a good question.
This is the chashash that the animal might die if it's in captivity.
Right, but we can find it. Right, what if it's not? Right, what if it's right? But the question still the question is alarmed us. What's the answer to that question? Right, it's a good question. It's also next year.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's only one sheet that said that.
Yeah.
Right. What do you mean? It's also going to be also next yontif.
Yeah, next Pesach. Yeah.
Oh, next. Right. Why won't it be alive?
No, he's talking about
chametz. Oh, you're talking about the animal or the fish. The fish. The fish is not going to be alive. Right. Fine. Few more lines. Meisvei. If a guy brings a present to a Jew, afilu dogim hamufulamim, even fish that's still wet, so you can tell it just came out of the water, it's mamish wet, or peros bnei yomin, or peros that were just picked that day, mutar demutar. So beishlam alamanda mutar lekavil. I understand why you could take them. Shaper, fine, you could take them. Fine, you could accept them. Ela alamanda amar mutar b'achila peros peros bnei yomin mishari b'achila. You're allowed to eat pears that are one day old? They're just picked. They're muksa. So what do you mean? Old Tanech, according to you, pears bnei yom and mishari betiltel? What, you're allowed to touch that? It's muksa. You can't even touch it. Ella, what does it mean? No. The kvari da'adimi. We're talking about the blood of the fish was still fresh, meaning it wasn't a day old. But it looked like it was. Really, it could have been picked. It could have been, we don't know, it's a suffix. It could be 3 days old, but it looked good. It looked fresh. Uperi, the peros, the kvishi, the yiroka askinon. It was put into like this fresh greens, so it still looked mamash like it was just picked. Amai kari luhu b'nei yomin, shuke ain b'nei yomin, because it's like it was b'nei yomin. It wasn't really, it was like, so therefore, the machlokas, some say you could hold it, and some say you could even eat it.